quarterbacks moving point spreads. The main thing that matters is who's coming into the game. Like, what's that quarterback's value relative to the next guy in? I don't know that it makes any difference which one of these three guys plays. I think Peterman is the worst, but personally, that's my opinion.
Allen's the worst.
I totally agree. I was like, I don't want to get into this with Adam right now, but we were sitting at the Golden Knights game last night, and I saw him tweet something about how Allen is worse than Peterman.
Oh,
and I was like, I had to
worse.
Look at these stats to make sure.
I hate
Josh Allen. I would not want him on my team, but I will take him over Nathan Peterman any day.
We're going to get into this in the next in the next hour, John, so you can stay out of the argument. You don't have
that's
to.
Fine. But, you know, when you're evaluating the quarterbacks of the point spread, you look at a guy like Aaron Rodgers. If he goes down, DeShone Kizer comes in. Well, now there's a difference. But if you're talking Derek Anderson versus Nathan Peterman versus Josh Allen, I don't think it makes a huge difference.
You have a lot of pull down there, John. You're big time.
That's true.
Can you promise us that if Peterman gets another start, you'll post a pick six prop?
A pick six prop on Peterman? That would be a fun prop.
Yeah, it would.
If Peterman gets another start, I mean, can we at least have something that's conceivable? Isn't Josh Allen going to be back next week?
Oh, God, I hope
well,
not.
What if Josh Allen and Derek Anderson bang knees on the sidelines?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys are really banging the drum of just two players on the same team knocking into each other and injuring the... Now, how often does that happen?
I don't know. Could you put a prop on that?
How about which team is most likely to get hurt in the pregame warm-ups?
Yeah, that'd be fair.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills are pretty, they're not very good. But no, I really don't think it makes that big of a difference. There was a lot, the Tannehill-Osweiler thing, that's a few points difference. Not, I don't really think Tannehill's that good, but Osweiler is just so bad.
Hey, he didn't look bad last week.
He played okay last week, but would you want Brock Osweiler?
Oh, I bet him last week.
You did? Okay, well, touche.
I actually did as well, but I don't know how sustainable the 35-year-old Frank Gore and 380-yard passing game.
do you guys know that Frank Gore is like the fourth leading rusher in the history of the NFL? It's like, if you look up the all-time rushing chart, it's like Emmitt, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Frank Gore.
Right, I was actually looking at that. I think he has a chance at Barry Sanders still, too.
He's going to go down as one of the five leading rushers in the history of professional football, I guess. Does that mean he's going to the Hall of Fame? I guess.
I think he probably will.
Probably, right? Yeah.
Last thing, we'll get you out of here, John. But I know because I pay attention to everything that you do, and I've listened to podcasts, I listen to you in other stations. I am a fan of John Murray, so I know.
Really?
You really want to see Nurmagomedov versus Mayweather box.
Oh yeah, no, that'd be great. I mean, you want to talk about a waste of everybody's time? I mean, I've been waiting for somebody to email me, ask me to make a line on that or price on that fight, so I can delete the email. I mean, Conor McGregor had no chance of beating Floyd. I think all three of us agree on that.
Oh yeah,
but at least Conor McGregor is a stand-up fighter. Khabib's not even a stand-up MMA fighter. He's a grappler. He's trying to take the fight to the mat. What chance would he have in a boxing fight against a boxer? That whole thing is just ridiculous.
Well, my favorite, John, is that nobody actually watched the video of Khabib issuing the challenge. He's standing with Mayweather's manager, Leonard Ellerby, and they're joking and laughing about, I'll come get you, Floyd, and it's a total joke, and then everybody runs with it.
They're joking and laughing about how much money they're all going to make if they do the fight. No, I don't see any point of that fight whatsoever. Now, am I saying that it won't get made? I'm not saying that.
No.
Because these guys, at the end of the day, these guys are going to go where the money goes, which I think they should. I respect them for that. But, I mean, what's the point of that fight? There's no way that Khabib could ever beat Floyd Mayweather in a boxing fight.
Could you even make a number high enough?
I mean, it would be a situation where the price would come down because people would talk themselves into betting on Khabib, but he would never be able to win. You know what? I take the whole thing back. I hope they do make the fight just so I can bet on Floyd Mayweather and book it to need Floyd Mayweather and win money for myself and for the house. That's my official answer.
Very greedy. Very greedy, John.
And the house. And the house. I'm a company man. Company man.
That's true. Well, I hope that the refs do a good job for you this week. That's always my wish.
Big Thursday night game, guys. Cardinals-Broncos. I hope you guys can carve out some time in your night tomorrow to catch that one.
Who's on it? Do you know?
I haven't looked at Football Zebras this week. I should take a peek, though. I don't know.
We'll get that update for you. John, we appreciate it, and we'll be down there on Sunday morning.
All right, guys. You guys have a good one.
Thank you, sir. John Murray from the Westgate. Follow at Superbook USA, their new Twitter handle, and join us Sunday morning at the Westgate. You'll want to be there. if you're not, I mean, you'll want to listen to us while you're driving into the Westgate and then hang out with us. You'll definitely want to be there for the end of the program. We always give our best bet at the end of the show. So far, 5-1 this year. We'll see if we can continue that. Westgate Sunday morning.
Swagger Men's Grooming, a full-service shop with haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing for men. It's Swagger Men's Grooming, open 7 days a week at Coronado Center Drive and Eastern.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them October 24th against Vancouver from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Knight Line. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered via Flash Seats 48 hours before the game.
On any road, at any time, a dozen different stories are flying by.
Don't worry, honey. You're going to do great at the spelling.
Be careful. There are always deer on this road.
That's why we at Interstate Battery sell some of the longest-lasting batteries in the business.
You remembered your speech, right?
At the light, and the theater will be on your...
Left the suitcase? What do you mean you left the suitcase?
Because you can't finish a story that never gets started.
I spy my little...
I think this is the place.
Interstate Batteries. Find a dealer near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Football Central at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is the place to catch all the football action. Hey, it's Adam Hill from Cofield & Company on ESPN 1100. Join us this Sunday starting at 8 as we go over all the lines with Sportsbook Director Jay Cornegay. Then, stick around to watch all the games on huge HD screens in the Superbook. Bucket specials, food specials, the Bud Light Girls, and your chance to win some super cool prizes. Always free parking. So come hang out at Football Central every Sunday at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company.
Oh yeah, give me your booze. I am nourished by your hatred.
With Adam Hill.
But the things I've done in my life.
Oh, I know I'm going to burn in hell. So I sure as shit ain't afraid to burn here on Earth.
No, God, please, no! 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 No!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. That's the most badass thing I've ever heard.
All right, big five-time here, Cofield & Company, Adam Hill, Case Kiefer from the Las Vegas Sun. Follow him at Case Kiefer up on Twitter. Chrissy Paradis, as always, running the show. Lots to get into. Maybe.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
Thank you, Chrissy. I was struggling. I had no idea where I was going, so I appreciate that. Just bail me out with the sounder. I like that. We're going to cause maybe some controversy here in the Big Five. We'll find out coming up. We hinted at a little bit ago. Could get ugly. Could get real ugly. Maybe we might not even comment.
I'm not as passionate as you. This way I shouldn't have even brought it up, but our direction, our conversation with John Murray just kind of steered that direction.
Wait, what are you saying?
I thought you were talking about the Bills.
No.
Okay, no. Never mind. All right.
No, actually, you know what? The controversy that we're going to cause, it is your doing.
Oh, boy.
But it's something different.
All right. Every time I'm here, it's some controversy. I can't wait to see what it is. Keep me in the dark for now.
Yeah. We've hinted at it earlier in the show before you got here. We'll get to it. I actually asked John Murray that question right at the end about Khabib and Floyd because I wanted to hit on that here to start the Big Five. First of all, this is ridiculous. Why are people so fascinated by this?
I mean, you took the words out of my mouth. Those are the first three things that I thought. This is ridiculous. I haven't watched the video where he supposedly challenged him. As you said, not many people have.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was all a joke.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious if he said, as I heard, that he knocked down Connor, which Floyd couldn't do, so he's the king.
Leonard Ellerby, Floyd's manager, was in Russia to watch some fights. Khabib was at the same fight. Leonard Ellerby puts his arm around him, turns on the camera, and he's like, "What do you think, you and Floyd?" And Khabib's like, There can only be one king of jungle. I am king, not Floyd. I knocked down Connor. You did not. Let's go. Let's do it." And Leonard Ellerby's just laughing and prodding me along the whole time. Clearly, he's joking. Now, Floyd has taken this to the next level by tweeting out, "Hey, MGM, Showtime, get your checkbooks out. Let's do this." So it's a joke. People said, oh, he's accepted the challenge. There wasn't really a challenge. I'm sure both of them, if somebody came and said, hey, we're going to give you both $200 million, they'd both do it. But this is not like a real thing that they're going back and forth and they're going to fight each other.
Yeah, I don't. That it just makes me sigh. To be honest, though, this is how I treated the McGregor-Mayweather at first. I stopped even paying attention at the beginning. I was like, this is so ridiculous.
That's what I was getting to. I did, and people still pointed out to me, I did a ton of interviews where I said it would never happen. Now, here's the difference. In that case, people do tend to forget what changed. Like, it was never going to happen. Then something changed. The UFC got sold. That's what changed. That's why the fight happened. They were now answering to investors. They had to make every cent they could. They let him do the fight so they could make more money. If it was never sold, it never would have happened. So that's why the fight happened. Things changed along the way. If you remember, it happened like right away. Like, that's why.
Yeah, but by no means am I using this as saying this is going to happen. I'm just saying I've felt these emotions before.
Me too.
And they've betrayed me.
Me too. And I know, believe me, when I'm sitting here saying this fight won't happen, I know there's people out there that still like to remind me, you said Floyd Connor would never happen. Right. True. I did. I can't see it happening again. This is completely insane. But there is still fallout coming from last week with the brawl. We know we have the hearing coming up with the Nevada Athletic Commission. It really will be procedural. There's not going to be any disciplinary hearing or anything coming out of that. That's next week on the 24th. But there was the guy in the white jacket. We've talked a lot about the guy in the red jacket from the brawl with Khabib and Conor. The guy in the white jacket is an Irish guy. Do you remember seeing this guy in the brawl?
I just saw the video today, but I did not remember seeing him in the brawl.
So he makes the claim that he is a Conor fan and that he entered the cage to make sure Conor didn't get hurt. Like, it's not your job.
How does this thing get any wilder? I mean, we were there yards away from it, and you thought that was the craziest thing. Then just, you know, parsing through all the fallout, it's like every day there's something that's just hard to believe. What, this guy could just waltz into the octagon and check on Conor McGregor is just
uncomprehensible. Right, it happened because there was so much attention focused elsewhere, and things were crazy, and they were trying to stop the brawl outside. That's why the cage was open inside. But yeah, he claims, I thought Russia was attacking Ireland. He's an Irish gentleman. I thought a bunch of Russians were jumping in, and this guy was tired and beaten down from the fight and was going to be attacked. But what I thought were a bunch of Russian fans, I needed to step in. I was thinking my country was calling for me right now, and I'm going in there. Okay, I guess. Just stop. Don't do that again.
What a humanitarian.
Yes, thank you, sir. Well done. Thanks.
Number four.
I can't imagine ever having that feeling. How many beers do you have to have to be like, I gotta save Conor McGregor?
I wouldn't know, but
that's a good
point. Oh,
I don't mean you. I mean,
I know.
Yeah, you're right. It was a bad way to ask a question. Yeah.
If you're asking me, like eight?
Yeah, that's.
I would take the over. I would think. I can't comprehend it, as I've already said, but a lot.
All right, this Manny Machado video is a little bit disturbing. First of all, the Dodgers right now are on the verge of going up 3-2. I believe it's 2-2 in the series, right?
Yes.
I think so.
And they're up big.
5-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. So it looks like they're going on to a 3-2 lead. Should Manny Machado be playing in the rest of these games in the series? If you didn't see it, he was running down first. There wasn't even a play being made at first. He absolutely intentionally threw a knee to the back of the leg of Aguilar first base. That was preposterous.
Yeah, I mean, there's no really defending this. I don't even think his defense in the postgame press conference didn't even seem to have much conviction in it. I mean, he's got this brand as a dirty player, and I think it's going to stay with him now. Certainly in arguably the biggest moment of your career to do something like that. I'm with you 100%. Look dirty to me.
Yeah, and so I don't know what. It looks like he got a fine for what happened. Probably should get suspended, but it's just not. It's not a baseball play that he tried to make. That's ridiculous. But again, he's also the guy the other day that said he was asked why he doesn't hustle, why he doesn't like run out ground balls. He said, not my style.
I didn't see that part. Yeah. That's a bad juxtaposition.
To be fair, it was like a 4 or 5 paragraph answer about, yeah, I've thought about it. I've kind of thought, like, hey, maybe I should hustle. When I watch video of myself, I'm like, what am I doing? But it's just not my thing.
Oh, we could paraphrase. It's just not his thing. Yeah, reportedly fined $10,000 from what I see, which I, if that's true, I can't, I feel like a little bit more swift punishment is due than that.
Will you come on?
Exactly.
Steve wants more punishment from New Orleans.
Number three.
All right, this, you, Case, you are a dessert guy. You love desserts.
Unfortunately, yes. I'm putting it's a weakness. That on you.
So, do you like sugar cookies?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, especially not this time of year.
Yeah, maybe not my number one draft pick, but somewhere in the middle rounds of the sweet.
I hate them. Draft. Unfortunately, Chris, you're in on sugar cookies?
Yeah. Oh,
they're gross.
Well, okay, you're gross.
It's so nice to have someone to team up with against your just stances that make no sense. Who do you dislike sugar cookies?
I know. Dare you offend my sugar cookies? I have to come right back at you.
What if they're iced? Because iced sugar cookies go up a few notches for me.
All right, well, I don't know if you're going to want sugar cookies after this story.
Oh, great. So you're going to spoil this for us.
Andy Knox, student at Da Vinci Charter Academy in California, told the TV station how he came across some sugar cookies that weren't particularly delicious.
Never happened to me.
A student brought cookies into the classroom that they had baked with a recipe that included the ashes of their dead grandpa.
No. What? No.
This is a real story?
Yeah.
How did they prove it? How did they figure out? Did the guy say punked at the end?
No. Admitted it. The taste itself wasn't really any different, but if you ever ate sand as a kid, you know, you can kind of feel it crunching between your teeth. There's a little tiny bit of that.
This is horrifying.
But what did the kid who made the cookies say, ha-ha, you all just ate my grandfather? Or, what I'm saying is, how did they know this happened?
The police aren't sure what charges they can press, but they're trying to look into it. I don't know how exactly it was discovered, although some kids actually knew that they were dead grandpa cookies and still wanted to try them.
Oh my goodness. I would love to ask Justin Watkins if there are any legal ramifications for feeding, like, ashes to somebody well, unbeknownst to them.
That's what they're looking into.
Shades of the famous South Park episode.
At least 9 students were given the cookies from this girl. Not all of them knew what they were getting into. Some knew, didn't care.
What?
After eating them, some kids asked, is this a weed cookie or something? Her response was, no, it's my grandpa's ashes. And then she kind of laughed. Everyone was horrified.
Well, thank God we got... That's what I needed to know was the ending. So she just said it matter-of-factly?
Yes, apparently.
I didn't know if some of the kids were going to be, like, toting, like, hard candies the next day or wearing, like, you know, like, cardigans around and having, like, a pipe and, like, all of a sudden be, well, like, turning into the grandfather.
You think eating the ashes are going to turn you into an old man?
I don't think any of us
is
really
know.
Is that
how you think that works?
This is disturbing. But
I guess we'll find out.
I'm with Chrissy. I think you saved it for the wrong segment. You need to ask Watkins what legal ramifications there are for this. It's not going to make me stop eating sugar cookies. This is a very isolated incident.
Truth be told, I just saw the tweet right before we started thinking about it, and I just got the story. That's from the LA Times. Wow. That's horrifying.
Yeah, I would not. If there's even a small chance, I wouldn't want to eat the remains of someone's family member.
Yeah, like, here's a line of my, like, deceased pet or something. Like, that's a, like, do you want to insufflate this? Like, that...
Insufflate?
I'm just thinking of, like, of things that I've seen in TV shows and stuff like that. Like, that was a Kroll Show thing. That, to me, like, it was so funny because it was so far-fetched, but the fact that somebody actually took the time to pour their grandfather's ashes into a mixing bowl, mix up sugar cookies, and distribute them is horrifying.
Does it change anything if it was the grandfather's wishes?
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. Because it's still... Justin says he would take the case. So
Ooh!
So that's interesting. Listen, I'm glad I don't eat sugar cookies. And you guys like grandpa cookies, you can keep eating them. That's fine. I won't. I choose not to.
Not quitting.
Yep, I'm with Case.
But what? Is it wrong that the kids that knew it was ash cookies still?
Yes, it's wrong.
That's even creepier. That's like cannibalism.
I think I'd rather know.
You'd want to go into it like eyes wide.
Yeah,
when you see a sugar cookie, you don't say what are the ingredients? How did you bake these? You just eat
one
them.
Dead Maybe grandfather.
We should.
I guess. I don't know.
I'll tell you this. Every time that I'm about to eat a sugar cookie from now on, which is going to be never because I hate them, if somebody hands me one, I would be like, how's your grandparents? And if they're like, oh, they're dead, I'm like, nah, I don't want one.
Oh, my
God. I'll be fine with that. Kawhi would eat it.
Number two.
I don't know how we can move on from that. Just want to get into the Astros situation real quick. The investigation is done. We talked about this earlier. The Astros have been filming opposing dugouts during the playoffs. It's completely ridiculous. They said, we are filming to make sure other teams don't cheat. That's what they're doing. They're trying to do surveillance to make sure the other teams that they're playing against aren't cheating. And MLB apparently, as a result of their investigation, is like, okay, that makes sense. This is ridiculous.
I saw the story. I hadn't really followed exactly the conclusion. So are the Astros going to face real reprimand from this?
Believed them. Like, that makes sense. Now, here's the other part of this, which I find somewhat laughable. Like, yes, the Astros clearly seem to be cheating in some way and probably should be disciplined. They had a guy who basically was credentialed to sit where the media sits over by the first base dugout in the camera well. And they were just filming. Instead of filming the game, they had a cell phone camera out filming into the dugout. And they said, we think they might be trying to tape us, so we're going to try to tape them and make sure they're not taping us. No, you're trying to tape their signals and see what they're relaying in. We get it. But who's complaining about this? Boston fans? Really? Really, Boston fans? You're going to do this? Like, you started this. Your team, you defended your team forever for doing this with the Patriots. Forever. You've been deflating balls. You've been taping other teams' signals. You've done all this. You have no right to now get mad.
I like that take. And they did end up getting caught, but I'd give Boston a little more credit. It seems like they were a little more deceptive in doing it. This guy just had a cell phone camera. Why did they think they were going to get away with this?
I don't know.
He apparently didn't even have a credential either. That's how they confronted him.
They're preventing cheating or other people from cheating, but through cheating.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be cheating if you're just taping it to see if they're not, to make sure they're not taping you.
But it's so, like...
But who would do that?
Exactly. A Boston fan.
Not only who would do that, because the Astros were clearly taping signals, whatever else they were doing. But not only who would do that, who would believe it? How does
baseball... Major League Baseball, apparently.
Oh, okay. That's what you're doing? Oh, good. All right, we're good. We're good here. Everything's good. We're fine. We can solve this and move forward. Yes, that is insane. Nobody's buying this, but that series will continue tonight. As we said, the Dodgers are ahead 5-1 still. Astros and Red Sox later on this evening. Who is your pick right now to win the World Series, Case?
I'm still going to go with the Dodgers. I said Dodgers-Red Sox on the show on Friday, and it looks like the Dodgers are about to be up 3-1. And I like Boston to get it done, too. So Dodgers over Red Sox for me.
So you have to be thinking they win tonight, right?
I'm going to go Houston tonight.
Oh, they're going to go down 3-1?
No, Boston's up 2-1.
Oh, that's right. No, I'm an idiot. What am I talking about?
I think it's going to be a great series. Could go either way.
I'm the worst.
Hey, we've got a lot going on. A lot of sports right now.
Well, I'm also... Here's the other explanation of what's happening. We're actually going to push off number one until later in the show.
The anticipation.
It's going to be... Well, and again, I'll remind you, it's your fault we're doing this. But,
oh, no.
I'm excited for it, but also nervous for it. We'll figure it out. We'll get settled in. We're going to step away and talk about the Raiders a little bit. And then we'll get back into the Big Five, an extended, broken up version of the Big Five. Later on, when we wrap up the hour and wrap up the show, Cofield and Company on this Wednesday, Adam Hill, Case Kiefer, Christy Paradis will be back in just a couple of minutes.
The crew over at Finley Toyota speak Spanish, Thai, and even Persian. In fact, they speak 14 different languages. Come in and talk the universal language of big savings today.
Dr. Michael Crivetti of Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in cutting-edge technology for hip and knee joint replacement. He's focused on maintaining very low infection and complication rates, excellent post-operative pain control, and most importantly, successful outcomes. These ideals are supported by a 99.8% patient satisfaction rating for his innovative outpatient surgical and recovery suites where you'll recover like a rock star. Get back in your game today by visiting CrivettiOrtho.com.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
On any road, at any time, a dozen different stories are flying by.
Don't worry, honey. You're going to do great at the spelling.
Be careful. There are always deer on this road.
That's why we at Interstate Battery sell some of the longest-lasting batteries in the business.
You remembered your speech, right?
At the light, and the theater will be on your...
Left the suitcase? What do you mean you left the suitcase?
Because you can't finish a story, then never get started.
I spy with my little...
I think this is the place.
Interstate Batteries. Find a dealer near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Football Central at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is the place to catch all the football action. Hey, it's Adam Hill from Cofield & Company on ESPN 1100. Join us this Sunday starting at 8 as we go over all the lines with Sportsbook Director Jay Cornegay. Then, stick around to watch all the games on huge HD screens in the Superbook. Bucket specials, food specials, the Bud Light Girls, and your chance to win some super cool prizes. Always free parking. So come hang out at Football Central every Sunday at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino.
Women's professional tennis is back and it's better than ever. Now with bigger prize money and stronger competition. Come join us at the Red Rock Pro Open, presented by God and Portia of Las Vegas, November 4th through the 11th. That's right, it's an $80,000 professional tournament right in your own backyard at the stunning Red Rock Country Club. Get the chance to be up close and personal with rising stars at this professional women's tennis event, where players like Serena Williams and Caroline Wozniacki got their start. And you won't want to miss the new and electrifying marquee night matches, with tickets starting at just $5. Go to RedRockProOpen.com. That's RedRockProOpen.com for tickets and information. What are you waiting for? Get to the rock. The Red Rock Pro Open, presented by Red Rock Country Club and God and Portia. Sponsored in part by Storage One, Sunshine Valley Pediatrics, Char Luxury Real Estate, The D Las Vegas, Cox Communication, UMC of Southern Nevada, UNLV School of Medicine, and Lotus Broadcasting. The Red Rock Pro Open, November 4th through the 11th, a USTA Pro Circuit event.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now, with our King for a Queen sale, you can buy a king-size mattress but only pay for a queen size. That's not only a savings of $600, it's also 16 more inches of bed for free. And who couldn't use 16 extra inches in bed, am I right? And wait, come on, you know what I meant. Anyway, come see us at Best Mattress, home with a 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Geez, everything seems to be more expensive these days. Utilities, groceries, rent. So how much are new tires going to cost you? That's where Smart Tires comes in. Incredibly, you can get four brand new, brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Oh yeah, there's no credit check, and mounting, balancing, and installation are all included. No fear of high costs here. Be safe and be smart. Check out SmartTires.com today, because they're on your side at SmartTires.com.
This is how Washington is supposed to work. As soon as she took office, Jackie Rosen joined the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, a group of Republicans and Democrats committed to passing bipartisan legislation. And they've done a lot of good, like developing a bipartisan proposal to rebuild our nation's infrastructure. Jackie Rosen has one of the most independent voting records in Congress. She took on Nancy Pelosi to reform the VA and fix the Affordable Care Act. Jackie Rosen wrote bipartisan legislation President Trump signed to improve veterans' health care. And Jackie Rosen was one of just three Democrats to break with Nancy Pelosi to pass permanent middle-class tax cuts. Jackie Rosen knows fighting for Nevada means working with both parties. Jackie Rosen for Senate. Early voting starts October 20th.
I'm Jackie Rosen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rosen for Nevada.
Whenever it rains, it's hard not to think about the folks right here in our community who have no roofs over their heads. Wouldn't it be nice to give them a dry place to sleep tonight, or a warm cup of soup, or just simply an umbrella? Well, you can by giving to the Salvation Army, where every donation fights for good. Visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org now to help fund programs that provide shelter, food, and hope to our neighbors most in need. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them October 24th against Vancouver from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Knight Line. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered via Flash Seats 48 hours before the game.
From the Findlay Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
The Raiders, Kowski from 26 yards away. He's already hit one today, and he delivers.
Back here, Cofield and Company. Just waiting for the drop. Good stuff. Oh, what a great song, which could lift our spirits before we have to talk about the Raiders. But I actually do like talking about the Raiders because I do think it's a fascinating story. And Vic Tafer from Vic Tafer at Vic Tafer. You can follow him up on Twitter. Joins us right now to talk Raiders. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. It's the bye week.
Yeah, I guess that's the best news possible, right?
I think so. I think for the players, I think for Gruden, for me, I think everyone's happy to get a break.
It also was apparently Luke Rockhold's birthday. Did you retweet that?
Yeah. I did. I know Luke. Luke, I do like UFC stuff, and I like Luke a lot, so I'm going to wish him a happy birthday through the UFC tweet.
Got a big fight coming up. I'm pretty excited for that one, much more than I am to watch the Raiders. But as I said, I actually do kind of enjoy the circus, I guess, of it, and it's really just a sad story right now. I mean, how could you explain the last 2 weeks to somebody who was just like, hey, how are the Raiders doing? What would you tell them?
I'd say they've hit bottom. I'd say that I thought last week was the worst, and this week is even worse than that one. I just think in terms of just the performance, the offense has been terrible, the defense has been bad. I think John Gruden's not been great, and he's saying a lot of the wrong stuff. He should I just think he's obviously he's depressed. I think he's trying to stay positive, but some of his comments this past few weeks have been kind of questionable. So I just think it's a rough patch, a really rough patch for the team and the fans.
Yeah, it's been weird to hear him. What do you kind of chalk that up? I mean, you said kind of depressed. I mean, how could you not be, really? And you wait all this time to come back to coaching, and everybody's excited about when is he going to come back? What's he going to do? And then this is what you get on the field. I'm sure he's depressed. I'm sure a lot of people around him. Do you get the sense that he regrets even taking this job at this time?
No, I just think it's like you said, it's the worst possible beginning to this new era. I think back in training camp when he first got here, he acknowledged was a big target on him. Like, people are going to look for him to not do well because of the money and the contract and his personality, and he knew he had a big target on him. And it's been as bad as you can imagine. And it's like a big pinata. Everyone's taking a shot, and I just think he's trying to stay positive, but even like he fights back. He wants to see. He doesn't want to take it all. So he makes some comments where he kind of is trying to fight back and say, "Hey, man, we've had injuries and all these different things." And I just think he's looking for answers. And right now, there aren't any really obvious answers to turn this thing around.
I think I may have just thrown this out to you last time. I'm not sure. It's something we've been asking all of our Raiders guys. But is there a glass half full statement to even make?
No, I think the only thing you can take from this, I mean, going forward, is if the only positive thing that came out of the season, I think, is that at some point he and Derek Carr come together on the same page, and Derek becomes the guy he was a couple of years ago. If they got out of this whole mess, he and Derek, in sync. Derek's playing well. His confidence is back up, hitting receivers, and getting them open. I think that will be the one thing. Okay, look, he's got his quarterback. Everyone can feel comfortable about that. So that's the one thing he has to do the rest of the year. If he gets Derek Carr back on track, then that's at least something he can hang a hat on and kind of turn the corner and turn the page on the season.
Is it just so fitting that this kind of low point, and I think there's been a couple low points, but the low point has to be in London, where it's so far away. Everybody has to go over there to cover this game, and then you just have to see this misery, and it's just such a moment, and it's all the way over in London. It's so removed from everything. It just seemed even sadder.
And don't forget, it's a home game. That's a Raiders home game that they have in London. So that's part of the price they paid to get to Vegas, is to make a kind of trip every year on their home game. So I think not only did you lose a home game, but in this example, it was the Seahawks home game. Most of the fans were either from Seattle or from the huge Seahawks fan base in Germany. Who knew that? But a lot of Germans wearing Seahawks outfits at this thing. So I think more Seahawks fans and Raider fans. And then the people who are there who are, don't really care, they come from Belgium and from all over Europe, just going out to watch the NFL game. What they do is, as soon as the team starts winning, then that's their team. So if the Seahawks got to a great start, so the rest of the crowd now is a Seahawks, bandwagon guy. So every time the Raiders had the ball, it got really loud. Your home team now, you're playing in London. Every time you get the ball on offense, the crowd's making all this noise, can't hear anything, and you got, this old line not playing well. So it was a really rough day for Derek Carr.
What a just debacle. You can follow Vic at Vic Tafer, The Athletic, State of the Nation podcast. Check out all of his stuff. And I like that you're just right out. What's the glass half full? No, there's not one. It's tough to even find it. But going forward, I mean, we've heard the rumors of, Amari Cooper could be on the block, although, took that big hit last week. Anybody could be available. I mean, is there anybody on this team that they just wouldn't trade and say, this is a guy we could build around?
Well, I mean, it's hard to predict what Gruden would do, but I think that the guys were picked this year, the first round picks, and the first three or four round picks, I think those guys are pretty safe. Ideally, they want to give Graham Conley a chance at some point to show he can play, but he's kind of in the doghouse right now. He didn't play at all on defense last week, so I would think you can include Carr in that for right now. Carr's still making a lot of money the last couple of years. I think if he really did not turn things around, I think you can get away from his deal, probably in 2020, but then they get to Vegas, I think you can get away from that huge deal with Derek Stein. But I think he's your guy this year and next year to turn things around. So other than Derek, though, I'm not sure there's a lot of guys. And obviously, these high-paid linemen. You got Hudson, Assembly, and Gabe Jackson. Those guys are around for a while, but not much. I mean, there is kind of a fire sale. I think at this point, he made an offer for pretty much anyone on this team. I don't think he'd get hung up on. I think he'd have a dialogue.
I saw you tweet that there wasn't a whole lot of buzz necessarily, despite all the people that were there in London. Did it ever change? Was there ever kind of a, oh, hey, the game's going to be here, it's starting? Or was it just kind of, it's just another event that's happening in town?
Yeah, it's cool. I guess the way it works in London, all things are. I guess there's kind of like so much going on there that there's not a lot of buzz. But once you get to the actual stadium, it's sold out and people are going nuts. So I think it's just a weird thing that London has to offer. It's, so many top soccer matches there and all kinds of different sporting events, cricket and all these things, rugby. So I think there's so much going on there that people kind of don't get too excited about it until the game actually starts, and then everyone's all in. But it was weird. All week long, there was no real... nothing in the papers or on TV. It's pretty much, it's kind of, this is happening on Sunday. When you get there, and it's kind of a big deal. So it was definitely a different atmosphere.
Was it a good trip, at least?
Oh, I had fun. Hell, man, I had a great time. I mean, there's some good spots to go out at night. I had a thing with a bunch of Raider fans where I did a thing on Twitter that came out and met me at this bar, the Admiralty Pub in London. And she had like 14 pints. People kept buying me beers. And so, yeah, I had fun. I mean, until the game started, it was a great trip.
until the game started, that's for sure. Do you get the sense that NFL could work there full-time with a team there?
Nah, I just think it's too far. I know what they're trying to do. They actually are trying to now. There's four games in a row now. This is the first one.
Yeah.
There'll be four games in a row. They're trying to see if there's a weekly appetite. You can get a crowd for 4 weeks. And you might be able to, but I just think with the travel, it's so far. I just don't know how they would make it work, but they're trying. Definitely, there's definitely money there. It's definitely, and the stadium's beautiful. I mean, it's definitely a first class stadium. So that's part of the thing that's really, you know, tick that box off as far as what you need to get it done there. So the NFL wants to do it. They're going to do their best to make it happen, but I just don't see it being feasible. But what do I know?
Going back to Gruden, those decisions aren't ones that are made by you.
No, they don't ask my opinion, which is fine. I would say it's too far, but whatever.
As far as Gruden goes, what would you set the percentage at that he finishes out this contract?
The 10 years?
Yes.
Oh, zero. I don't think it's a 10-year deal. I think that's just agent talk, and I think Mark Davis is like, yeah, whatever, 10 years, that's fine. That's what we gave him. I just think no one really has seen the document, but I think the contract is, he gets him out of Oakland and he gets him into Vegas. Like, so that's what, 2 years here, 2 years there, so maybe 5 years. So I think you give me it through 5 years, and then we're selling tickets, and then we're good. I think obviously if you win and you win big, that's, you know, cherry on top. But to me, it was a great business deal. It kind of made him relevant here, and no one foresaw this start. I think the plan was they do better than this, and fans would be on board. Fans are definitely jumping off the ship right now, but I think, in my mind, it's a 5-year deal. So I think we'll get through 5 years, then we'll see where they're at, and we'll go from there.
So, you know, when you look at the stadium situation, and, you know, we've heard about 2019, and we don't know what's going to go on, how much, first of all, is there any updates on that? And I think the other question is, does the fact that they are bad and could even get worse impact at all where they're playing next year?
I don't think so. I keep hearing that there's supposed to be this big lawsuit that's going to hit. It's 3 weeks now. There's been no lawsuit. So yeah. I keep waiting for that to happen. Until that happens, I can't really take it too seriously. I think both sides aren't happy with what's going on. I think, but in the end, there's no one else really to go. I think that for both the Raiders and the city, it makes sense to have it here in Oakland next year. I don't know. San Diego's not really an option. I can go to San Antonio. And Mark Davis has no desire to play at Levi Stadium. He never has. So that's not really an option. So they don't want to go to Vegas. They want the big red carpet entry into Vegas. They don't want to go play at Sam Boyle. That's not an option. So there's not really a lot of good options. I mean, people talking about Cal Berkeley, but that's not going to happen. I mean, people there don't want NFL teams playing in that environment. So to me, I just think it's all just lawyer posturing, but we'll see what happens. The more time that goes on and there's no lawsuit, the more I think I'm right and it'll be in Oakland next year.
You think any chance Oakland makes a pitch to get the Chargers?
No, I don't think so. I think Oakland, this whole thing, this process when they lost the team in the first place was they really didn't have any viable plan. I mean, the mayor, I mean, obviously I don't think Mark Davis wanted to be here, but the mayor didn't really have any great, you know, offers or, like, wasn't really big money plans that came together. So I think the sad thing with Oakland is they're going to lose two of their three sports teams. The Warriors are gone soon. I just don't think there was really a great effort, or really I just think it's sad that they kind of let these two teams walk away. So I don't see them being in a position to add another one. I think they're just going to build the A's a stadium and then go with one team.
Cool. And then the last thing, we'll get you out of here. Who is the best player on the Raiders?
The best player on the Raiders has to be Marshawn Lynch. I think he's in great shape this year. He's running the ball hard. I think the last few weeks you've seen the injuries on the other line, so it's hard for him to get through, you know, when there's no blocking. But just in terms of the effort and the attitude and success, he's running really well. They're probably his best year in a long time. So I think Marshawn's been the best player so far this year on the Raiders.
Well, there you go. Follow him at Vic Tafer up on Twitter, The Athletic, State of the Nation podcast. Check it out. Man, we really appreciate it. And hopefully Luke Rockhold wins his next fight for you.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I mean, I think he's got all things going on. He's an underwear model, so he doesn't really need it that badly. But I think it's fun, and I think at one point he was one of the top guys. So we'll see if he can get back to that level.
Former champ, big fight coming up in New York. So we'll monitor that, too, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks very much. Good stuff from Vic Tafer. As always, man, that's a sad, sad program over at Oakland. No question about it.
He didn't provide much optimism.
I know, so I knew he wouldn't. That's the exact answer I was expecting and hoping for. What's the glass half full? There isn't one. It's just not. There's no glass. All right, we're really gonna get into something. I want to read a story, and I'll play some audio. Not really even have to comment on it. We'll just try to get to the bottom of some things. It's the number one from the Big Five. We extended the hour. We'll do it when we come back.
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
Did you ever think that an average weekend golfer could sink one putt and win up to $50,000? The Major Series of Putting is giving you that chance. For more information or to register, go to msop.com.
Do you have feet, back, or leg pain? All of us are susceptible. Think about it. That's 2% of your frame holding up 98% of your body. That can lead to problems. I put a hurting on my feet, doing a lot of yard work, plus all that walking when I'm working the sidelines during the games. It's Steve Cofield here. I went to see the folks at the Good Feet Store. They'll tell you about the four arches of the foot and try to make sure those foot tissues are getting exercised like they need to be. And at the Good Feet Store, it's more affordable than ever to try their three-step system that can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. You can go into the Good Feet Store 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. Why not? You gotta try them out. And the products come with a lifetime guarantee. If you have foot problems, here's a solution with my friends at the Good Feet Store. Two locations, one at 26 West Sahara, right across from Palace Station, and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Good Feet Store today.
Dr. Michael Crivetti of Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in cutting-edge technology for hip and knee joint replacement. He's focused on maintaining very low infection and complication rates, excellent post-operative pain control, and most importantly, successful outcomes. These ideals are supported by a 99.8% patient satisfaction rating for his innovative outpatient surgical and recovery suites where you'll recover like a rock star. Get back in your game today by visiting CrivettiOrtho.com.
Hey you, it's Steve Cofield. Don't you think it's time to pamper yourself? Your wife and girlfriend do it. Why shouldn't you? My spot is Swagger Men's Grooming. They have a cool shop over at Coronado Center and Eastern. Clean and comfortable with a man cave style TVs all over the place. Complimentary beer, wine, or water. You can walk in or book ahead. You can book ahead online. Swagger Men's Grooming is open 7 days a week with high-end haircuts. Plus, who doesn't love the hot towel shampoo and neck massage that's included with the haircut? It's Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
PT, Sean Patrick, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar is the place to be for hockey season. Enter to win tickets to a Vegas Golden Knights game in our VIP suite. And be sure to ask your bar host how you could win $20 in free play for every night's goal. Watch the game with sound on while enjoying $20 beer buckets, food specials from $3, and the best happy hour in town with 50% off drinks 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. PT's Entertainment Group, official sponsor of the Vegas Golden Knights.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
It smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
All right. This is number one, actually, from the Big Five. We're going to combine it, make it into the grab bag, but...
Number one.
Thank you. Exactly. I think there might be another drop coming up soon because we're going to talk about one of our favorite players from the Golden Knights.
Carlson!
Exactly. Do you know what that? Do you know what that's from, Case?
No, I had no idea Carlson was a Cofield and Company favorite.
Carlson! No, but
that clip is not has nothing to do with hockey. That's the Vikings kicker after another miss.
Carlson?
I like it. Yeah, sounds great. Like he could fit with hockey well enough.
Yeah, it's the same name. Yeah. So it works.
Carlson!
So there was a feature in the newspaper the other day written about William Carlson. He had, I thought, a very unique perspective on what's going on, especially with him and the team. But he said, listen... We just need to score once on the power play, or I need to score once myself, and then the goals will start following. He even had a name for the theory, and I'm reading directly from this story in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He said, in Sweden, we call it the ketchup effect. It's like when you bang on the bottom of the bottle and get nothing, but eventually, once some comes out of it, it all pours out. Hopefully, we can get some of that catch-up effect going. Very interesting quote. And listen, I thought it was a good story. So we decided yesterday on the program, we should talk about it. So we had Nick Gismondi, our good friend, and he was sitting with us, and we discussed William Carlson's theory a little bit.
I'll plug my own story today. Yep. If you want to go check out reviewjournal.com. William Carlson, who I expected when I talked to him wasn't going to give me anything great.
Okay. Carlson!
Really good dude. It's not really the most quotable person. Gave me a phenomenal quote yesterday. And I really just said that so we can play that drop. He said, it's the ketchup effect. And I was like, what on earth is that? And he said, you keep pounding the ketchup bottle and nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And once one goes, they're all going to follow. And I was like, wow, that's actually brilliant.
Yeah.
I've never thought of it that way. All right, so that story ran yesterday morning. That conversation was yesterday afternoon. Somebody in this room was listening to the broadcast of the game last night. I don't know if they want to speak up and take credit for it.
Well, it's between me or Chrissy, and I think I'll take credit. I was listening to the broadcast
and you were like,
at the game.
And you told me, you were like, hey, you have to listen to this. I heard a really, really, really good analogy that was made. Now, you didn't know anything about what we had talked about or anything like that, but you were like, I heard a really good analogy from the broadcast. Let's listen to it.
It's going great, Dan. The Vegas Golden Knights, their offense, I said this to you earlier, it's like a little guy trying to eat his French fries and trying to get the ketchup out of the bottle. He keeps banging the bottom of that bottle, hoping that the ketchup will come out. And finally, it has started to come out. Heinz had a great commercial back in the day with anticipation was the same song. Anticipation is making me wait.
Yes.
Well, we're not waiting anymore. The power play has finally got a goal. They got a goal from a defenseman, which was a first. It came off the board. And then William Carlson, wow, beautiful pass to find Marchessault in full flight. 1-0 VGK.
I think you've outdone yourself. That's the best analogy of the year.
Woo! That was before Carlson's actual catch-up.
Carlson!
Thanks, Case. fascinating. I just think... You know, it's really cool that everybody's talking about ketchup these days. It's kind of cool. I think that Carlson talked about ketchup. We're listening to Fox 1340 broadcast last night. They're talking about ketchup. It's very popular.
It's a mighty coincidence.
It's a huge... What are the chances?
I think a lot of people talk about ketchup, right?
Ketchup.
I love seeing those commercials that all the players are in during the games. I think we really need to hook up... William Carlson with a ketchup.
No, he's already got one.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, actually, that was one of my favorite stories before yesterday. Was William Carlson has the, I don't want to say, one of the local gyms.
Yes.
He does a commercial for it. It's great.
Can he not do two? Can he not do the ketchup?
No, but I asked him about the commercial. I was like, I kind of liked it. It was good. Did you like how it turned out? And he said, yeah, I don't really care. My hair looked great. Which was until the ketchup line. It was my favorite line of the year from William Carlson.
I wanted to ask him about the commercial, and I didn't see him the day I was going to ask him about it, so I'm glad to know you did. I'll take that from you.
This is way back in training camp. Oh, wait.
It was training. It was before the season when I wanted to ask him about it.
Oh, you know what you can do? Just go take the quote that I wrote and just use it as your own.
Exactly. I can't wait till the next the next radio spot I do on Golden Knights out of the market. I'm going to say, you know what, William Carlson... really is proud of the season, his hair in a local commercial this year.
You know what? Do that.
Okay.
I don't see any problem with that. I think it's fine.
I mean, it was Mr. Dan Duva told Mr. Gary Lawless that was the analogy of the year.
I agree. I thought it was really good. I think it was very original, and I thought he did a good job with it.
I mean, he came up with it like on the spot.
It was impressive.
Good for him.
So that's about it for us. So we'll get out of here. Baseball, big game tonight. Case all over Boston. Loves the Red Sox in the series, but not tonight.
Likes the Astros. They've already scored two in the top of the first.
Oh, really?
So I like Boston.
Changing your mind?
Live on air. Yeah.
Okay. Coach's Show is next with Coach Tony Sanchez, Caleb Herring, Russ Langer. Usually you hear Steve Cofield on there. He'll usually take off from the show. Get down there for about halfway point, but he is not here, as you know. He's out of town, so no Steve Cofield. But that means the show will be even better. So you're going to want to get down there to Born and Raised. Check it out. Meet Coach Sanchez and Caleb and Russ. They are awesome. They do a great job. Not, you know, it's not the best time of year for sure for UNLV football, but certainly a lot to talk about with the team right now. There was a favorable update on Armani Rogers. It's still going to be a while, but at least it looks like he is healing well, and that is certainly a big benefit to them. Case, what are you working on? What can people find, and how can they find you?
At Case Kiefer on Twitter, all kinds of stuff the rest of the week. More Ketchup Effect Golden Knights. And
use that.
Yeah, I will. Ketchup Effect, football betting, all kinds of good stuff. So, yeah, follow me on Twitter and LasVegasSun.com.
There you go. Last year, I thought people should throw gummy bears on the ice. This year, ketchup packets?
Ooh.
That could be messy.
So? I don't have to clean it up.
True.
I'm fine with it. All right, well, that'll do it for us. Tomorrow, Silver Sevens. Me and Ryan McKinnon will be out there. Short show for Thursday Night Football, but we will be there. Come join us.
If you're in law enforcement, military, or security, you can save 20% on all your tactical gear at the new location of IDO Tactical. And if you log on to IDO Tactical's Facebook page, you'll find even more savings. Just another great way for you to save a few bucks on quality tactical gear. IDO Tactical has it all. Police gear, security gear, military gear, and much more. IDO Tactical is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. on West Sahara at Torrey Pines behind Green Valley Grocery.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA Information Management and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
This is JT for Cafe Hollywood at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Open 24 hours off the main casino floor. Check out the incredible full menu for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, plus their chic wine bar and hip atmosphere at Cafe Hollywood.
I remember when I lived in Vegas back in the day, we'd get comps for game tickets, meals, basically free stuff. It's what the town used to be run on. Well, there's actually a Ford dealership that still does it. Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. With every new car purchase, you get free registration, free tint, and a free cheeseburger. If you're going to buy a new car, why not get one with all the free stuff you can get? It's the Vegas way, and it's probably why they're the number one Ford dealer in all of Nevada. Go see my guy Brad and his team at Ford Country. It's a free country.
Pro tennis is back. Get to the Red Rock Pro Open November 4th through the 11th at Red Rock Country Club for this professional woman's USTA Pro Circuit event. Go to redrockproopen.com for tickets and information. Tickets start at just $5.
Dr. Michael Crivetti of Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in cutting-edge technology for hip and knee joint replacement. He's focused on maintaining very low infection and complication rates, excellent post-operative pain control, and most importantly, successful outcomes. These ideals are supported by a 99.8% patient satisfaction rating for his innovative outpatient surgical and recovery suites where you'll recover like a rock star. Get back in your game today by visiting CrivettiOrtho.com.
Hey you, it's Steve Cofield. Don't you think it's time to pamper yourself? Your wife and girlfriend do it. Why shouldn't you? My spot is Swagger Men's Grooming. They have a cool shop over at Coronado Center and Eastern. Clean and comfortable with a man cave style TVs all over the place. Complimentary beer, wine, or water. You can walk in or book ahead. You can book ahead online. Swagger Men's Grooming is open 7 days a week with high-end haircuts. Plus, who doesn't love the hot towel shampoo and neck massage that's included with the haircut? It's Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
I'm Jackie Rosen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
They call him Senator Spineless because Dean Heller bends with the political winds. First, Dean Heller promised to vote against the plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act because it would hurt Nevada. Here's what Dean Heller said.
I'm telling you right now, I cannot support a piece of legislation that takes insurance away from tens of millions of Americans and hundreds of thousands of Nevadans.
But then, Dean Heller got pressure from his party leaders. Listen to Donald Trump threatening Dean Heller on national TV.
This was the one we were worried about. You weren't there, but you're going to be. You're going to be there.
Dean Heller broke his promise and voted for repeal.
Mr. Heller. Mr. Heller. Aye.
That is a complete 180.
He decided not to cross Trump.
The plan Dean Heller voted to advance would let the insurance industry charge people over 50 up to 5 times more than younger people and would end protections for pre-existing conditions. Senator Spineless Dean Heller. He's not standing up for Nevada. Paid for by Rosen for Nevada.
This is JT for Cafe Hollywood at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Open 24 hours off the main casino floor. Check out the incredible full menu for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, plus their chic wine bar and hip atmosphere at Cafe Hollywood.
ESPN Radio 1100.